This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We have a major update on the Knicks and what they're looking to do on draft night. According to one NBA insider, he helps reveal what the Knicks are discussing during their draft conversations. And according to him, they are looking like they want to draft one player this year and potentially trade the other picks that they have. We're going to break down exactly what the Knicks are going to do on draft night and potentially what player they're looking to draft. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks draft discussions have been revealed. This is something I was hoping to hear about because I think everybody hopes and wishes they could be a fly on the wall listening to what Leon Rose, Gerson Rosa, and Worldwide West, what all of the brain trusts of the New York Knicks are discussing, what they want to do come draft night. Well, thanks to Ian Bagley, an NBA insider for SNY, we now have that information. Let's break down these reports from Ian Bagley so we can get some insight into what the New York Knicks are planning to do on draft night. According to Ian Bagley, he states, if I had to guess, the Knicks make at least one of their three picks this year. They own the number 24 and number 25 picks in the first round and the number 38 pick in the second round. ESPN and Yahoo Sports have both reported that the Knicks are looking to trade their first round picks. This makes sense given the organization's recent history and their current state of the franchise. So as you can see here, Bagley is absolutely agreeing with the fact that the Knicks are still looking to trade their first round picks because it's clear the Knicks need a star or an impactful player. That's what they want, but that doesn't mean that they're not looking to draft either. Bagley continues by stating, I don't get the sense that the Knicks are fully committed to moving their 2024 picks. In some of the New York Knicks' recent draft meetings, discussions have been centered on finding players in the draft who can fill the void. In the aftermath of their Game 7 loss to the Pacers, there has been internal concern over the Knicks' roster depth in the postseason, particularly against Indiana. So, in some of these recent draft meetings, the focus has been on finding players who can bolster the back end of the roster. And Bagley gives us here one of the most definitive updates about the Knicks and what they're going to do on draft night. According to him, it's worth noting that the takeaway among some in these recent meetings is that the Knicks will add talent via the 2024 draft. Shout out to Ian Bagley, a great NBA insider, for giving us the following updates about the Knicks and what discussions they're having about draft night. From those updates, it's clear to me the Knicks are going to draft a player in this year's draft. But I always thought that was going to be the case. But I thought that was going to be the case with pick 38 in the second round. And I still feel that's going to be the case. It all depends, though, on what players are available in the first round. If another team desires that player, and if the Knicks want to draft that player to potentially trade that player, a couple of their other picks and other players for a star or a very impactful player that they can get on this roster for next season. I think that's what the Knicks are still looking to do. But if push comes to shove, they're going to draft in the second round again and hope they can strike gold there again like they did in the past. And because they did it in the past, they now have all the confidence in the world to think they can do it again. But let's say the Knicks do what I hope they do. Draft the player in the second round and use one of their first round picks to draft the player. If they do that, that begs the question, who's that player going to be? Who are the Knicks going to draft at number 24 or potentially number 25? Well, we have that information for you guys as well too. Shout out to Ian Bagley and NBA insider Evan Cederdy for giving us the following information. The Knicks recently posted Virginia wing Ryan Dunn for a private workout today. Dunn is a defensive first prospect, standing at 6'8 with a 7'2 wingspan, who posted a gaudy 3.6 steals / blocks per game. There have been a number of players linked to the Knicks in this year's draft. However, that's all dependent on if they're available when the Knicks are drafting. But this kid Dunn, he has been linked to the Knicks from the very start. And the main reason for that, as you just heard, is because of his defense. Now, admittedly, offensively, he has nothing to show for it. He can't really shoot that well. His offensive game is limited. However, if you're looking for a high-level defender, somebody who can come in and contribute right away, I think Dunn fits the bill. And if you're looking for the backup to OG Anunoby, Dunn fits that as well. He might not be able to give you that offensive side yet, but defensively, he can come in and fit nearly on any team, especially under a head coach like Tom Thibodeau. And with the Knicks working him out, I think that's a sign indicating that if he's available when the Knicks are drafting in the first round, they're likely going to draft him, pick him up, and see what he can do on this team moving forward. As Bagley stated, the internal conversations with the Knicks are all surrounding getting talent to fill the void on this team to help them get better next season. And what better way to fill the void than getting a defense-first prospect, somebody that you can potentially...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
...mold into the player that you want in the future. And under head coach Tom Thibodeau, he is going to develop the way that Thibs wants him to develop. That means he is going to develop into a player that gets consistent playing time. And that's the players you want the Knicks to draft and go after. You don't want the Knicks to draft the player that's going to ride the bench, never see any time, and his value get lowered. You want to see a player the Knicks draft get playing time, their value only go up, only increase, because that's how you make the mega trades happen in the NBA, by adding talent that potentially has star potential in any deal you're looking to get back a potential star player, maybe even an all-star. The Knicks drafting right can also help them now and in the future. I think Leon Rose in this Knicks front office knows that. That's why they're having conversations right now, potentially on using one of their picks to draft a player that they can utilize right now, and then taking their other picks, maybe protected picks that they own as well too, to try to go out there with that trade package to see what they can get in terms of a star player, an all-star, or maybe a good, very impactful player that can help this team move forward next season. Those are the moves the Knicks are looking at right now. And that's extremely clear given the updates that we just received from Ian Bagley. The Knicks are in prime position right now to be patient, wait, and see what stars are available, what draft players are available, and what potential disgruntled stars become available this offseason. They have all of the assets on their side. They have everything going for them. And all they need to do is do something that they've been doing under Leon Rose for the last few years. Wait, remain patient, and just keep hoarding your assets and looking around the league to see when an opportunity presents itself. And if that opportunity is for a player that you covet, Leon Rose is jumping toward it. He is pouncing on it, and he's doing everything in his power to get that player on this team. For me, it goes like this. The Knicks' first priority is to get an all-star player with their picks. If they can't do that, get a very impactful player. If they can't do that, potentially package those picks and move up in the draft to either draft the player that you can utilize now and in the future, or take that player, package him with some picks and other players to get that star player that you covet. If none of those options are available, then I can see the Knicks potentially using one of their first round picks and honestly hurting their trading power in the process and drafting a player that they can potentially utilize today and in the future. Now, maybe that player is done, but it's hard to predict exactly who they're going to draft because we don't know who's going to be left on the board once they're drafting. I think if a player falls, maybe like that center from Purdue, I think the Knicks will shift their focus and potentially draft that guy because it's all about best player available and potentially what they can flip that player for in the future. And that center from Purdue, which I believe his name is Zach Edey, he can give you a lot of upside, even though he clearly has his disadvantages. But if you can utilize him the right way, build his value up, and make him desirable around the league, that's all you need to do if you're the Knicks to try to get that mega trade to start happening. The Knicks already have everything in place to do that. All they really need is another player that they can ship off without having to touch the core, because it's very clear Leon Rose in this Knicks front office wants to keep Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and OG Anunoby together. They don't want to break up that core unless a mega superstar becomes available and the price is fair. I can see the Knicks potentially going after that player regardless of the cost, because if it's a mega superstar, potentially a Giannis-like player, I see the Knicks doing everything possible to try to get that player on this team. But that's only if that player becomes available. This Knicks front office is not going to throw everything at just any star. We're way past that now. We are in a position where this Knicks team could go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals if healthy. When you know that, you only need to make the right moves, because the right moves lead you all the way to the NBA Finals. And that's the ultimate goal for each and every team. Get a ticket to the dance, and then once you get there, see what you can do. That's all we need. Just an opportunity to get there. And this offseason, Leon Rose will mold this Knicks team into that contender, whether he has to trade to do so or whether he has to draft to do so. Those are the moves that the Knicks are going to make. And that has me extremely excited. I haven't been this excited for a Knicks offseason in so many years, because finally, we are in a position where we can make magic happen. And Leon Rose has already showed you that he can do that. OG Anunoby in that trade proved it to you. He's going to continue proving it this offseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about these reports that the Knicks could use one of their first round picks in this year's draft to draft a player? And who do you think the Knicks should draft? Because according to the reports, the Knicks are likely going to draft Ryan Dunn if he's available. Let me know how you feel about that in the comments, and who would you like to see the Knicks draft if they're available at number 24 or number 25? I would love to hear from you guys in the comments. But that's going to do it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.